Good evening, truckers. Sorry for the slight technical delays. Broadcasting, we had a bad case of the Thargoids. I think we've now cleared out all systems and we're ready to go, so sorry for any inconvenience this may have caused. But now, onwards with the broadcast. Good evening, you filthy, filthy truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. Tonight we have an action-packed show for you. We have war, election, expansion, boom, news, music, Flossy, a bit of Colonia, a bit more music, and of course our usual nattering with our studio guests. I'm Dick Chafing, but we don't worry about that.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker, though after last week I think we should give my name to Hoba.
Yeah, and this is the news. The Dawn's on the run.
Hutton's boldest move yet.
The Colonia expansion begins without Hutton. He said, hold on there.
Commanders begin to realize the gravity of the Gimp run.
Commander Rascon's attempts to avoid a party fail.
Hutton Trucker Tracker takes shape.
First tonight, we have had confirmation from Team Hotbox that they have now secured their own home system on behalf of the truckers. For those of you who remember the first pitched battle against the pirates over a year ago, Wolf 359 was the site of an epic contest between the massed forces of the galaxy's worst pirates, working for the dastardly Don Antonacci and the Hutton Truckers. Well, a year later on, veni, vidi, volo, vici, we knocked stuff over, doing Italian hand actions while trying to pull off an Italian accent. We came, we saw, we decided, we liked it, and we conquered. Yes, the Don has been booted out of his office in the nether regions of Lomas Orbiter. His Fur de Lance has been kicked in the frameshift, and he and his Camorra buddy, Don Presto, have been sent on their merry way. Hutton has prevailed against the worst pirate lord in the galaxy, and not only did we beat him in the beta bash, but we wrecked his base at Vert's Progress, nicked his stuff, thumbed our noses at him, and finally towed him to Foxtrot Oscar out of our latest system. Oh, and while we're at it, we got rid of the body count from our systems too. He claimed to be a federal supporter, but we all know better. We know he was a patsy for the Don and got his comeuppance. If Albin could blow raspberries at you, he would instead be pooed in your carpet. Oh, and we got bored of waiting for opposition, so we decided to have an election in Kappa One Seti. That's the truth.
To cap off the exciting win in Wolf 359, Hutton's expeditionary team, spearheaded by a rather inebriated legend, have decided upon their next expansion location. Yes, Cecil likes Indy bourbon so much, he has taken our expansion to Epsilon Indy. A system with 4 billion people in it. With countless stations, planets, assets, and a beautiful agricultural economy, Epsilon Indy makes George's pants look like a wet weekend. This one will be the hardest challenge we have ever faced. The Centauri Migogen Company have put in a bid to take over the Indy Bourbon Distillery and combine the two to make the galaxy's most potent cocktails, all under the guidance of Alvin and Cecil. Lael disapproves, but only because she has to clear up afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a proper challenge.
I hate snakes. Inquiries this week have been arriving at the Hutton Information Bureau offices as to why exactly we haven't volunteered to expand our influence out into Bubble 2.0. Yes, the Colonia expansion has started, with scores of factions vying to have a little slice of the new pie. Whilst here at Hutton, we like pie. As can be told by our previous two headlines, we're a little bit busy. Yes, with the expansions and booms and wars and elections and events, don't forget the Gimp Run too, team are up to their frame shifts and exciting things. Nuts Wings are en route to Beagle Point. Hotbox are in the Don's Playground. The Vikings are partying in Valhalling. Hot Ants are busy battling Drop Bears. Hot Shit are doing the usual hot shit in the thingy with the stuff for the mug. Hot Pit are busy studying spreadsheets, and Alvin is gambling around Hutton Orbital chasing his tail. Besides which, when the bio-waste hits the fan and aliens finally invade the bubble, everyone will be happy to hide behind the Hutton truckers as we stave off the octo-menace that is the Thargoids, or worse, the Space Fungus Invasion, or the army of Tony Robinson clones and their expanding series of small walls and broken pottery. So, we're supporting our friends instead in their exodus from the bubble, and the Galcop team, made up of Frogs, Paladins, Pixel Bandits, Dark Echoes, and others, have our warmest support, and of course, a welcome port upon their return from Colonia, with clean toilet facilities, a hot shower, and plenty of booze. Good luck to you all, guys.
Commanders researching the GIMP 2 run, named a town called Hutton, have finally realized the gravity of the situation. Yes, mods is a terrible disease, but there is something even more heavy than that. Yes, if you take your ship to Hutton Prime, be prepared to land with your nose pointed at the sky and your thrusters firing at full burn. It's an epic planet, but somehow, at the same time, it sucks. Or is that pulls? This is a Hutton warning. If you're going for the win, you need to have your wits about you and the biggest thrust this side of Cecil's 1970s disco-style hip movements. Good luck.
And finally tonight, we received a message from that recently retired Spy Team Supremo, Commander Rascon, that you can all bugger off trying to throw me a party. Yes, indeed, he doesn't want to be reminded that today is his 100th birthday. Wow, he doesn't look a day over 99. He might not look a year over 40, stealing your jokes. Well, maybe one. But if we cut him in half and counted the rings, we'd have to use a third column. The old Giffer himself has taken his ship out to the far reaches of the galaxy for some peace and quiet. But we sent some fuel rats loaded with alcohol to host and hold a noisy party everywhere he went. Happy birthday, Commander Rascon.
And after that finally message, we have one more finally news article. Commander Snoswell has been working like a slave for the last few weeks, putting together a new cockpit aid for truckers everywhere. Yes, the Hutton Trucker Tracker is taking shape. Leave this running on your ship and tell fellow truckers where you are, where they are, where on Earth Cecil is, where the bar is, where Cubicle 3 is, who just blew you up, and just how many tons of Hutton mugs you've sold. Yes, we can now automate the calculation of who the top trucker is with the Trucker Tracker and Tracker Trucker throughout the galaxy all at the same time. Oh, and keep an eye on who has been blowing us all up. Good job, Snoz. Beta live within the week. Apply now at itookpart@huttonorbital.com to be a Hutton Trucker Tracker tester.
That was the news. This is Hutton Orbital Radio, finally. We're the galaxy's best truckers and finest advocates of PWP gameplay. And
we're done.
We're done, so please stay tuned for more fun. And while we're at it, this little tune playing us out is dedicated to Don Anti-Natchez. I believe he goes by that name on the weekends. This one is for you. We'll be back after this tune. Stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. No, not that. No.